Hello, thank you for checking out our poster entitled Locomotion Leads to Speciation in High-Quality Butterflies. Speciation is a comprehensive process, yet genetic evidence of the biomechanical traits involved in this process and their interplay with other traits is still lacking. High-Quality Butterflies have undergone adaptive radiation and therefore serve as an ideal system for the study of speciation. However, there is a long-lasting paradox between their convergence of mimetic wing patterns and rapid divergence in speciation. Here, we identify and characterize the locomotor locus that consistently displays high divergence among high-quality races. In the upper left figure, I am showing you the distribution of the individual genome resistant data used in this study. We cluster samples by geographic origin including 4 taxa, Sindo, Timorata, Mapale, and Erato, with samples of Erato-Emma divided into 2 populations accordingly. Each group contained races displaying similar different wing patterns and form comorbidic pairs with species from other groups. We also cluster the Mapale samples at the scale of eastern and western races to examine genetic divergence at different scales. In the lower left figure, I'm showing you the FST results. We calculated FST for every 50 kb window across the genome between races in each group. The low FST throughout the genome indicated reduced divergence between incipient species with a few outlier peaks displaying significantly higher values, including 2 peaks corresponding to 2 known color pattern and mimicry loci, YB and BD, respectively. However, regardless of the wing patterns, we observed a consistent peak that stood out on chromosome 1, showing FST values greater than the FST at BD and YB. As this region contains 2 collagen type 4 genes previously reported to be associated with butterfly locomotion, we name it the locomotor locus or L locus. We further reveal multiple roles of wing locomotion in speciation adaptation by showing that this locus acts as an introgression hotspot, which has resulted in dynamic combinations of wing locomotion patterns between sister and comorbidic species. In the upper right figure, we calculated the diversity pi for each comparison of the 4 groups, and we observed significantly reduced diversity at L, comparable to the reduced diversity at BD and YB. We also annotated a list of protein coding genes located within the L locus. This result suggests a pattern of selective constraint around L. In addition, we constructed sliding window phylogenetic trees along the L locus and observed different topologies from the species tree. In particular, the 3 Timorata subspecies became polyphyletic within this region, where they were grouped separately within the Sindo, Mapale, and Selwyniform clades. With additional tests, we found typical patterns of introgression along the L locus between Timorata and Mapale and between Timorata and Neumata, which explains the polyphyletic topology of the 3 Timorata subspecies within L. Given the strong LD around the L locus, our a priori hypothesis was that these tight-linked genes might all function in locomotion and serve as a gene cluster. To test this hypothesis, we focused on the oscillogs of these genes in Drosophila melanogaster and performed functional validation via the tissue-specific knockdown of the genes in locomotion-associated organs. In the lower right figure, the resulting mutant flies display the stretch-out or curly wing morphology. In addition, ectopic wings and hairs as well as mid-range sensory bristles were easily observable, and all the mutant flies were accordingly found to lose their fly ability. In summary, our genetic studies provide strong evidence that the Drosophila oscillogs within the L locus are functionally related to locomotion. We also found this locus was formed due to chromosomal rearrangements in Lepidoptera because the genes were clustered at L in all Lepidoptera species but scattered on different chromosomes in other orders. Given that this locus contains multiple genes related to locomotion and that it originated due to chromosomal rearrangements in Lepidoptera, we consider wing locomotion particularly required for species accompanying complex wing patterns. In light of these findings, we propose a model to reconcile speciation adaptation involving interactions between morphological and biomechanical traits. So, that is. Although I was not able to give an on-site preview talk this time, I hope you are all doing well and enjoying this special poster presentation. We are currently recruiting postdocs, and if you are interested in studying speciation and adaptation in butterflies or other non-model organisms, just shoot me an email. Thank you for your attention and stay safe.